Smarty Jones, the winner of the Kentucky Derby, is on to Maryland's Preakness race tomorrow, the second of the Triple Crown horse races. Smarty Jones is a thoroughbred, but he comes from a more pedestrian stock, and that's made him an icon in his native Philadelphia area. From member station WHYY in Philadelphia, Rachel Buckman reports.
Philadelphia has its share of blue bloods, but its image is that of a working-class union town. The city of 1 million is known for cheesesteaks, attractive mob bosses, and the word yo. Sports fans tend to follow suit. Guys like Travis Small consider highfalutin games like horse racing alternative sports.
That's like a non-contact sport. I like the physical sports, you know, basketball, football, you know, the regular major sports.
Small is a barback and busboy at Nick's Roast Beef, a sports bar in the Old City neighborhood. His attitude about horse racing changed the day Smarty Jones won the Kentucky Derby.
It was crazy. It was crazy because Smarty was coming around. He was like in third in the home stretch. I mean, he just pulled it out. It was just like representing Philly. It was a lot of spirit with him, you know. Everybody was riding with him, so, you know, had to root for the home team.
Small's not alone. He says the entire bar was cheering that day, and the manager okayed a round of free drinks, just like when the Eagles football team wins. The bar usually gets about 30 people on a Saturday afternoon. Small expects at least 100 for the Preakness. Yesterday, Philadelphia City Council passed a resolution honoring the horse. It even calls for a parade through the city's main artery, an idea originally floated by Pennsylvania Governor Ed Rendell. Up the road from Nick's, at Economy Restaurant and Bar Supply, salesman Chris Braille explains Philly's sudden bout of horse fever.
Well, it was about time Philadelphia had a champion. Eagles almost get there, Phillies almost get there, Flyers are trying. Like Rendell said, if the horse wins all three races, we should put him on a flatbed and ride him down Broad Street. Just to have a hero, sports, a champion the city is starved for.
Braille's co-worker and a lifelong horse fan, Diane Casey, says it's bigger than that.
We need something like this because of what we've been through with 9/11, and it's something to, you know, to look forward to see if he's going to win. So it's just exciting.
Still, the enthusiasm hasn't spread everywhere. It's hard to find Smarty Jones paraphernalia outside of Philadelphia Park Racetrack. Sporting goods shops say there's not enough demand yet for them to justify carrying the t-shirts and hats. But for the hardcore racing community, spirits couldn't be higher. Don Clifford is a horse massager.
For a little small-time type track that this is, compared to the big boys in New York and Kentucky, the blue bloods of the world, this is really a shot in the arm. It's really a positive feeling with everybody that's involved with the racetrack.
Along with the horse, Smarty Jones jockey Stuart Elliott makes an unlikely hero. Having come through legal trouble over a bar fight that put a man in a coma, the wiry jockey is on cloud nine these days.
Everybody's kind of excited about the whole deal. I think it's bringing more people to the races, and probably some people that weren't into horse racing before, maybe now they are. He's like a superstar for the area.
Elliot may be soaking up the attention, but he says it all comes back to the horse.
He just has a lot of ability. He has natural speed, and he's learned to control that speed. He's just a very, very good racehorse.
Those are qualities Philadelphians would like to see in themselves. Smarty Jones exemplifies a typical Philadelphian with his passion and hard work, according to the city council resolution. The only glitch is that Smarty Jones isn't actually from Philadelphia. He lives and trains in Philadelphia Park in nearby Bensalem, Pennsylvania. For Day to Day, I'm Rachel Buckman.